The Spectrum Group, a research firm that specializes in wealthy investors, concluded a study in 2016 that showed that 10 million households in the United States had assets of over 1 million or greater, aside from their homes. The study also showed that there were close to 11 million millionaires in the United States through the end of 2015. This means that less than 5% of individuals in the country can call themselves millionaires, which in the eyes of most represents success the good old American way. When we mention of millionaire success stories today, most people conjure up images of internet magnates like Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg or Amazon's Jeff Bezos. 5 years ago, a millionaire or billionaire whiz meant Microsoft's Bill Gates and Apple's Steve Jobs. If we further step back just a generation, we would have been talking about the success stories of Walmart's Sam Walton and McDonald's Ray Kroc. There are thousands of millionaire success stories in all shapes and sizes in the United States, in all fields, in every city and in every state. They could be driving down the 405 freeway in Los Angeles in a silver Bentley, or in a beat-up station wagon on an Arkansas dirt road. A millionaire success story can also be a wired Gary Vaynerchuk tittering and gesticulating wildly in front of a rapt crowd of thousands. Or it could be Carly Fiorina, who started out as a quiet pseudo-secretary before joining Hewlett-Packard and becoming its CEO on her way to become a presidential candidate. Success could be Uncle Warren shaking up the Twitterers with an off-the-cuff stock suggestion, or a plain old Uncle Warren scaring up a steak at your Memorial Day barbecue. Consider Millionaire Oprah, Millionaire Donald, Millionaire LeBron, Millionaire Rihanna, and the Millionaire Next Door. Some of them are much more millionaire than the rest, but millionaires nevertheless. In a capitalist country like the United States, nothing spells success more than the 11 letters that spell out millionaire. Millionaires have been probed, studied, and poked unlike any other segment of society. One could complain that politicians and movie stars have been subject to more scrutiny, but they are all millionaires also anyway, so they get to be in our millionaire subset. Millionaires also share many traits and habits that have financially separated them from at least 9/10 of the population. If they didn't flat out inherit, steal, or drug push their way to these millions, they certainly did a lot of things that regular folk didn't do and possess something most others apparently do not have. In this book, we will learn what drives successful millionaires to the financial heights they've reached. We don't go into demographics to establish possible cultural or age profiles. Because it doesn't seem to matter if you're 18 or 80, black or white, Chinese or Caucasian. We will instead talk about how they got to where they are, doing specific things that anybody can do. Success habits are universal, and anyone can avail of the toolkit that is this book. Many say that if you want to become a millionaire, it doesn't hurt to start thinking like one. I say you need to start acting like one. The voyage to millions is about mind and action. Bon voyage.